who belongs to this.
Probably some mob boss.
Yeah, or a rock star or some shipping magnet.
Whoever it is, I bet you doesn't pay any taxes.
What a tacky display of wealth. Smell that leather.
Corinthian. How can he live with himself? Oh, look, he even has a phone.
Probably an unlisted number. Think about how many compact cars you could buy for the cost of this.
How many compact countries could you buy?
You know, if he had just bought a normal car and then donated the rest of the money to charity, he might have done something good in the world instead of indulging himself like this.
You expecting a call?
It's probably his bookie.
If it is, I hope he loses a fortune. Let's go.
Hello, this is Dr. Wilson. I'm not in right now, but if you'll leave your name and number after the beep, I'll get right back to you.
Costumes are terrific. Here's one for you, some for you. See if there's something in there you like.
Gloria Greenlee, is that you?
Yeah, I thought as long as I'm taking the kids around, I'd have some fun of my own.
So, how come you're not dressed?
Oh, my broomstick's being repaired.
You're missing all the fun.
Next time there's a full moon, give me a call.
Okay, good night.
Bye. More.
Trick or treat.
Why? Boy, you guys look terrific. Here's some for you. Some for you. There you go. Bye-bye.
Trick or treat. And you can forget about the candy. We're here for your daughters.
You must be,
Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, thanks. I could use an extra hand around the place.
I'd let you keep that, but it's tough finding spare parts in this town.
Ah.
Have you met my assistant, Igor?
No. Hi, Igor.
Shake, Igor. Stop it, Igor.
That's okay. It's Halloween. Come on in, guys. Have some punch. Jenny, Emma, Igor, and Frank just arrived.
We'll be right down.
Oh, great costumes. Which one of you is Jenny?
Give me a break, okay? Eddie and I are going to go to the parade now.
Hold on, Bozo.
What?
Security check.
Mom.
Arms up. Aha. You too, Paul Bunyan.
Hey, I don't have anything honest.
Pockets! Pockets!
How did those get there?
Maybe you laid them.
How do you look?
I think we were made for each other.
Anna, you look right.
Thank you.
You both look terrific. Okay, guys, you're free to go.
And do what?
Have fun. There's a Halloween parade passing right outside your doorstep.
Yeah, but now we don't have anything to throw at it. He's got a point.
Go.
Stay. I want everybody to see my costume.
Here comes Peter Cottontail. Up and down the bunny trail. Oh, I look.
Oh, quit. Call you Hefner.
Hi, Jason. What are you dressed as?
Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, so what the fuck?
Are you really going outside the hutch in that?
Allie, it is Halloween in Greenwich Village. I'm practically underdressed.
Yeah, you should be in a costume too.
Halloween is for children to go trick-or-treating. Grown-ups pass out the candy.
So we're grown-ups, but we're still going out.
Ah, you're borderline grown-up.
What about me?
You're borderline too.
Oh, you're a drag.
Speaking of drag, if we don't get going, we're going to miss all the best costumes.
He's right. You goblins go and make fools of yourselves.
Sounds good to me.
Can we take some candy with us?
Sure.
I didn't get dinner.
Oh, no problem. If we get hungry, we can always eat Emma's head.
Thanks.
Come on, let's go already.
You too, Bugs.
You guys go ahead. I'll catch up with you in a little while.
Okay.
Why do I feel a lecture coming on?
Allie, why do you have to be dragged kicking and screaming into having a good time? Come on, come to the parade.
I don't have a costume.
Put a raisin in your navel and go as an oatmeal cookie.
Cute.
Put a couple of holes in a sheet and call yourself Casper.
Ruin my best percales?
A designer ghost? You'll get laughed off the street. Come on. There's a couple of plain white sheets in the linen closet stuck in the back.
White makes me look pasty.
Perfect. Now get in the spirit, so to speak.
All right, all right. Boy, there's nothing worse than a pushy rabbit.
Sorry I dragged you home so fast. I just must have had too much coffee. Here, unzip me. I'll be quick like a bunny.
No rush.
Who are you?
Bill Wells. And you are?
Never mind that. What are you doing here?
I don't know. You came up to me on the street and you said come inside with me for a minute, so I did.
Why?
I wanted to see if it's true what they say about rabbits.
Not this rabbit.
I didn't think so. Look, I'm sorry if I frightened you.
That's okay. I thought you were my friend Allie. I should have looked at your shoes.
You like them?
They're very nice.
In that case, would it be okay if I gave you a call sometime, or is there a Mr. Cottontail?
We're divorced.
Oh, you're lucky. Divorce is so final. I'm a widower.
That's not final?
Not in my house. You want me to explain, don't you?
Well, No explanations are necessary. Look, I'm sorry to rush you, but I'm not in the habit of bringing home strange ghosts.
Oh, no.
What?
I do not have a date with her. I don't even know her.
Uh-oh.
It's my wife, Elaine. She's angry because I ditched her at the parade.
Your wife?
Yeah, my late wife, who can't seem to get that through her thick ectoplasm.
Your late wife?
Yeah.
She's here?
Right next to you.
Oh, and the reason I can't see her is because she's a...
ghost. You see why I don't like to tell people?
Well, no, not really. I mean, Stephen King is one of my favorite authors, and Shirley MacLaine. Hey, she has led some interesting lives.
She is not condescending to you. Are you condescending to her?
No, why would I do a thing like that?
Excuse her, she's very possessive. You are, too. You always have been.
Look, Bill, I bet you that you and your wife would like to go somewhere and be alone together.
Yeah. Well, of course she's trying to get rid of us. Can you blame her? This relationship is killing me. Oh, well, I know you wish it would. Go haunt a house, okay?
Look, I'll just leave you two alone together. Ah! Why did you scream?
Because you did.
Well, I had a reason to.
What?
Allie, I'd like you to meet Bill.
Hello.
Hello. This is Elaine.
What is Elaine?
My ex-wife.
His very ex-wife.
What's going on? And why are you smiling like that?
You want to meet me over by the door? Hey, could you excuse us, you two?
What's going on?
He's crazy.
Let's get rid of him.
I'm trying.
So, Bill, I've invited a couple of big hockey players over here, and Kate and I would like to be alone with them for a minute. You know what I mean? So if you and Elaine...
just be going on your merry way now.
Oh, sure, sure. I understand. Let's go. What? She's not lying to you. Why would she lie?
Well, tell her to come back tomorrow. I'll save her a buck.
She won't budge.
Look, Bill, you know what? Your wife's probably really still steamed because you tried to ditch her at the parade. Why don't you go on home and she can just hang around here till she cools down a bit?
We'll make her a cup of tea.
Ghosts don't drink tea.
Not even celestial seasonings?
Look, I don't know if I should leave you two alone with her. She can make a lot of trouble when she wants to.
Don't worry. We can handle it.
She's no angel.
We'll be fine.
Huh? Oh, yeah? Well, so where are your wings? Oh, fine. I'll meet you on the corner. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, thank goodness you came home.
You can sure pick him.
He followed me home, Allie. I thought it was you.
Thanks.
Well, I mean, he was wearing a sheet. Here, could you unzip me? Boy, that guy's a bona fide crazy.
Well, it's Halloween. Maybe he was putting on an act.
Boy, you put on an act that good, you'd have to be crazy. I'll be right down.
We'll be here.
Not funny. Oh. What the...
Chip. Allie! To eat. Or not to eat. Oh, what the hell? It's only cellulite.
Allie, come and see what your kid did.
What now?
Oh, just come look.
Does it need to be repaired, replaced, or revived?
None of the above. It's cute.
Oh.
Look.
What?
Well, there was a message scrawled on the mirror in lipstick, but now it's gone.
What'd it say?
You are not alone. Guess he wasn't kidding.
Either that or Bill wasn't kidding.
Come on, Chip.
I know you're in there. Come on out.
He's not in here.
Come out, come out. Wherever you are.
What is that?
Well, the kids must be home.
But I chained the door.
You're right.
What is all this?
If Chip doesn't stop playing tricks, he's going to end up like Elaine.
You know, Allie, I don't think that Chip could have done all this all by himself.
You're right.
Eddie! Chip!
Weekman? Hi. How's Chain on?
There are a lot of weirdos out tonight.
So why is that different from any other night?
I'm hungry.
Sit, Igor.
Chip and Eddie are around this house someplace playing tricks on us. You want to help us find them?
We found them. They're on the corner. We just left them. They've been with us all night.
All night?
Then who's been playing these tricks?
Elaine, is that you?
You had to ask.
Who's Elaine?
A ghost.
A ghost?
A very nice ghost. You're welcome.
You see, I dragged Allie home from the parade early, only it wasn't Allie. It was this strange man. He had the same sheet on. And then he introduced me to the ghost of his ex-wife, Elaine.
A real ghost?
Of course not. Well, maybe.
And then I came home and we got rid of him, only the ghost wouldn't leave.
The ghost wouldn't leave?
No, because she was upset because he tried to pick me up.
Oh, I don't blame her. Jenny, she's a ghost.
Look, there are no ghosts. See?
There's very strong evidence to support the existence of supernatural apparitions.
Yeah.
Government spends a lot of money every year on research into paranormal phenomena.
Whatever happened to health, education, and welfare?
Reagan.
I think the ghosts are Republican.
There are no ghosts.
Why don't we all go down to the basement and just see if somebody's fooling around with the circuit breakers?
Let's just stick really close together.
This is creepy.
Remember that scene in Friday the 13th?
Which one?
All of them.
There's the circuit breaker.
So where's the ghost? Jason.
The circuit breakers are fine.
Why don't we just look around it?
Harry, do you really believe in ghosts?
Affirmative. I attended a séance last year in which the medium successfully initiated a dialogue with the other side.
Sounds like a rare job well done by a medium.
Oh. What happened?
The ghosts lifted the table.
Really?
Oh, big deal. Now, if the ghost had set the table.
Come on, you guys, let's look around.
Just kidding. That door's locked.
This place is clear. What now? There's your answer.
So, do you remember how that séance went?
Definitely.
There's got to be a logical explanation for this.
Like what?
Sorry to bother you again, but Elaine hasn't come home yet, and I wanted to talk to her.
Talk.
Elaine!
Look, we were down in the basement. Maybe she left while we were down there. She's probably waiting for you on the corner.
Oh, okay. Huh, candles.
What?
Elaine loves playing with matches. Good night.
All right, that's that. We've got to get to the bottom of this, starting at the top. Let's all spread out and search this house.
We'll check down here again.
I wish we could have seen their faces.
Yeah.
Shh, quiet. Someone's coming. Chip.
Eddie?
Blue!
Oh, watch it, or there will be two ghosts in this house.
How did the dry ice look?
Oh, really spooky. Harry's upstairs getting ready to organize the seance. We have to get you back upstairs into the closet while the coast is still clear.
Aha!
Well, apparently our ghost likes to do windows.
Ghosts.
What?
We are the victims of child abuse.
Tell.
I overheard Chip and Jenny talking about a seance in the basement. Apparently, we are going to be visited by some ghosts.
Oh, we are we? Was Emma in on this, too?
All of them.
Oh, those little sneaks. Well, I think it's about time that we came up with a few tricks of our own, don't you?
Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. So what do you have in mind?
Well, first we need to get a ghost.
No sweat. I'll get the phone.
Who are you gonna call?
Harry, you okay?
Yes.
Well?
There's no one up there. I checked every room twice.
Oh.
Basement's all clear.
Are you sure?
Positive. We checked three times.
No clues, nothing?
Well, we did find some traces of slime, but it's probably just snails.
No footprints, no sign of a forced entry, no strange characters lurking around outside. Ellie, I'm scared.
Me too. No one on the outside, no one on the inside. How did these candles get all over the place?
The ghost.
Igor, you okay?
I feel a vibration.
What kind of vibration?
I believe that it's trying to make contact.
I don't want it to make contact. I think we should leave.
What could that do? We'd still have to come back.
You're right. We should move.
Where to?
Anywhere but Amityville.
The presence is getting stronger. Everybody, join hands around the table. If we pool our extrasensory capacities, we may be able to get it to materialize.
But we don't want it to materialize.
No, we don't. Look, you guys, I'm scared enough already. Let's just skip the seance.
Well, Kate, we have to do something. Yeah, maybe the only way to get rid of it.
I want to get rid of it. Don't you want to get rid of it?
All right, but the only reason I'm going along with this is I think I'd feel better if I was holding someone's hand right now.
Everybody join hands. Jason, dim the lights.
Does he have to?
Okay, join hands, concentrate.
Palms are sweaty.
Your hands are shaking.
My pulse is racing. What's going on?
I think we're having a heart attack.
Close your eyes now. Concentrate, making your mind a total blank.
No problem.
We have to close our eyes completely.
If you open them before I tell you, you'll upset the apparition.
They're closed.
We're ready to begin. O ghost who walks and cannot rest, make your presence manifest.
I heard something.
Don't open your eyes until we receive a sign.
Ow!
Was that a sign?
You guys, I'm feeling something strange. Completely strange.
Something cold?
Like ice.
Me too. I'm opening my eyes.
Me too. Oh my gosh! There she is! It's Elaine!
I see her!
Mom? Allie?
Far away, but I'm getting closer.
Allie?
Through the centuries, through the pain, here I come once again.
Oh!
going on?
Igor made contact.
Me?
Yeah, you don't know your own strength.
Is it gone?
Why, Chip, what's the matter? You're as white as a ghost.
You can come out. They're just playing a joke on us.
Very funny.
Hey, fair is fair. We're not the only ones around here playing tricks.
So who's in that closet?
Oh, Mrs. Greenlee from upstairs. Mrs. Greenlee, you can manifest now.
Yeah, come on out, Mrs. Greenlee. You deserve a bow. You are fantastic.
Yeah, sneaky, but fantastic.
Mrs. Greenlee, how'd you get outside?
Oh, I'm so sorry I ruined your trick. But see, after you put me in the closet, I remembered that my front door was unlocked, so I went upstairs, and then I couldn't get back down here, and I'm just so sorry. Sorry.
Brings me back to my original question.
Kate, open the closet.
Along?
No. Help her, Igor.
No way.
We'll all do it.
Do we have to? What, you want to sit there alone? I mean, what do we have to be afraid of?
Ghosts.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Ready?
No. No.
Nobody in here.
Uh-oh.
That's impossible. Unless...
Did we just see that? Did we just hear that?
Hi. Oh, it's Bill Wells. Sorry to bother you again, but Elaine wanted me to tell you that she had a hell of a time. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Poor choice of words. Anyway, good night.
Well, y'all wanna hold hands around the table?
Okay, now we're alone. Now you can tell me.
What?
How you did it, how you got Mrs. Greenlee out the front door without anybody seeing it.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna bite. How did you do it? How did you get that door to open and close by itself?
Don't tease me.
I'm not teasing you.
Swear on your life that you didn't do it?
I swear.
Swear on your children's lives that you didn't do it?
I swear. Do you swear?
Cross my heart and hope to...
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Good, let's keep it that way.
Done.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, and things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.